This is Exclusivia.
Carol founder and CEO Ratna Singh explains how the artificial intelligence systems add complete precision and personalization to Carol.
It takes all the guesswork away because other than precise settings, we're also calculating whether you're getting fitter or not. Now, your PT doesn't know that. It doesn't know your rate of fatigue. I do. Carol does. And based on that, she can flex the resistance next time you come in so that we keep progressing you until you get to the point where genetically, that's it. You know, you just can't get any fitter. And then we will know from the data and we'll then put you on a maintenance program, which could be two times a week instead of three. So that's the thing. It's personalization, it's precision and progression, which is what we do. And one thing that you said, which is really interesting, is that, you know, if we get tired, perceived in the head, we'll dial things down. If you take that control away from people, I have never seen a person not complete the 20-second sprint. Even though they're struggling in the last 3 or 4 seconds, you know, they're screaming and they're going for it, they do complete it because it's a target. And most people, if you're given a target, they will get through it. And so, as I say, the more prescriptive you make it, the easier you make it, the more likely there is compliance. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. You know, I can build you the best exercise machine in the world, but the best one is the one you do. One thing that most people don't know about is that within a population, genetically, we are predisposed to responding to exercise in a way that is different based on our genetic makeup. So about 20% of the population is what's called low responder or non-responder. I, ironically, am one of them. About 60% is, you know, medium, good responders. And then you've got 20% that are super responders. And these are the people who are the elite athlete. And this applies to any form of aerobic exercise. No matter what you do, you're either going to respond well, okay, not at all, or brilliantly. Right. Now, if you're not getting the results as fast as you want, you're likely to be in the lower part of that curve. And this is, again, where Carol picks it up. So we know what the rates of improvement are over time. We'll give you those targets. And if you're lagging behind and we've got enough data on you, we'll probably feedback to you, say, looks like you're a lower responder. Don't worry. Just keep going. You know, we'll give you encouragement so that they don't get disappointed. So just knowing that information about genetics, knowing that we have so much data, we can really, you know, inform you, the user, about your body, your ability, and we tailor everything for you. So I think that's an important piece to understand. And it's all about your physiological response. So if I can say that the idea is that you hit your peak power, and if I show you the data, you will see, even if people are producing 1100 watts, and they do, they will reach it for literally a split second, and then they'll start to drop off. When you reach that maximum power, the point at which you start to drop off, you've basically hit your maximum power, and you do what's called rapid glycogen depletion. That split second hitting of power is rapid glycogen depletion. And that happens within the first 10 seconds of the first sprint, usually within 5. That's what we see from the data. And you've got a lot of other molecules that are attached to the sugar molecules in your thighs. And these become released in the next 10 seconds of the first sprint. After you recover, you repeat the sprint. But in the second sprint, it's not really glycogen depletion that's happening. What's happening instead is that you are activating the molecules that have been released in previous sprints. And that then sets off a chain reaction in your body, which causes you to adapt to the stress that Carol has put on you. She has pushed you to your maximum in every possible way. And the body thinks, right, I'd better make Brad this person that he's telling me he needs to be. Otherwise, as a species, he's going to be extinct. Humans are highly adaptive organisms, and we have adapted. That's why we're still here. And our system, our exercise, is based on that principle. It's stimulus response. We stimulate your body to its maximum so that your body can adapt to become the best of you.